Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. We have Stan Weber in studio. We're going to talk to Jeff Penner. Moving forward every Friday, Jeff Penner will join us to give you the weekend forecast. And that starts today at 8 o'clock. And then we're going to have a good conversation with a good friend of mine who many people know, Dr. Vincent Key, who is the man when it comes to shoulders and when it comes to elbows. He did the surgery on my wife's carpal tunnel. He has been caring for my right shoulder. I had left shoulder surgery way back in 2007, and I've been dedicated to trying to not have right shoulder surgery. And so he's had one person tell me, yep, time to schedule your surgery. And I said, I don't like that opinion. And so I reached out to Dr. Key, and he saw me. He goes, you know what? I think we can do some other things besides surgery. So we did. So that's my guy. He's kept me at a surgery for a few years. So, but that's not what we're going to talk to him about, because he's also the head team physician and medical director for the Kansas City Royals. And he wanted to come on and hear the conversations we've had over the past couple of weeks about injuries to pitchers and what the cause is, and the debate between the MLBPA pointing the finger at the pitching clock and Major League Baseball saying no. It's to increase velocity and the focus on velocity and other things, other factors that are the cause. And so, not surprisingly, Dr. Key has some strong opinions on that. And so I said, you know what? Why don't you just come on the show? And so he's going to be on the show with us here at 8:05. So looking forward to that. You ever met Dr. Key?
I think I've met him briefly, but only briefly.
Long time ago, I was asked to go to a trivia night at Bishop Miege, and they had different people there with different expertises. Is that a word? Expertise.
Areas of expertise.
Areas of, I don't know. By the way, if I sound weird, I'm battling a horrific migraine. So, hi. Hello. Let's listen to the show and find out when Steven's medication kicks in. Hopefully, that will happen. But it had to be over 10 years ago. But I was there kind of as a sports guy or whatever. But you had different trivia tables, and then you could bid on having someone on your team, right? And so he bid on having me on his team to help with. I think I ended up being better at entertainment than I was at sports.
You would be pretty amazing to have on your team for entertainment.
Yeah, that was that. I think that's that. I paid off there, but so I've known him for quite some time. So that'd be a good conversation. Great guy. Great resume too. If you see all the things he's done, highly involved in track and field as well. And so, Dr. Vincent Key will be with us at 8:05. And then after that, Dr. Mike McFarland will be with us, who will talk about these Royals as they get ready to take on the Baltimore Orioles in a rematch this time in Kansas City. And then Tim Grunhard on the phone. This is the last time he's on the phone. Then he's going to be in person. All right. All right, I'll take it. Sign me up. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing better than you today, so.
Maybe every day.
I'm doing all right. Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of enjoying the mood lighting in here, though. I know you got to reduce the lights when you got that migraine.
I like this anyway.
It's kind of good, yeah.
I
look better in this light.
I can't stand. I know that Jake's probably frustrated because of what it's doing to the streaming, but sorry.
I'm doing my best, and I get it.
Yeah.
I used to care when we were on TV.
Yeah. That's fine. And there were days like, so what? I'll be honest with you, I'm getting ready to go turn off these lights in the hallway.
Yeah.
That's bothering the corner of my eye, so. Migraines suck, man. Anyone that goes through
try
these
glasses.
No.
See if it help at all.
Glasses do not help. I've tried over the years, I've tried almost every possible thing, every possible medication. I found a couple of things that work. There's one if I take, then Stephen won't be doing a radio show. Stephen will be laying down. So I didn't want to take that. So, you know. My grandmother dealt with these. My mom. I don't know if it's. I guess it's hereditary. I don't know. I mean, I've dealt with them as long as I've known you guys, as long as I've known Jake. They're not as bad as they used to be, because, again, University of Kansas Health System, Dr. Vincent Key. I have a terrific doctor that helps me with the migraines and the pain. Dr. Michael Rippey. So, there's some good doctors out there.
Yeah.
You know? So, how you doing? Why don't you do some talking?
Okay, yeah.
Buddy.
I'm doing pretty good. Found out from my doctor yesterday I don't need to have surgery, so that buoyed my spirits.
Why don't you just have elective surgery?
Yeah,
exploratory surgery. It's always good when you don't have to have surgery.
My wife and I went to dinner last night to celebrate our anniversary because I'm going to be out of town on our actual anniversary. And as we went to sit down at our table, and I was on a crutch, and the gentleman sitting at the table right next to me said, "Here, those segues can be pretty dangerous."
Yeah.
He said, "Listen to your show every day. Heard what happened." So. So, anyways,
I got a text message. And who was that told you that?
This is a gentleman sitting at the table next to my wife and I at dinner last night. So just recognized me and listened to the show every day, so he knew what had happened.
Our man, our man Dave from Margaritas, who listens in.
Dave Chiarti.
Oh, love Margaritas.
From Arizona.
His last name.
Huh? Yeah.
So I hope he does.
Well, I know. That's why I always say Dave from Margaritas. You know, yeah. Whatever.
He worked for my grandpa back in the day at Arts.
Him and my uncle went to Mexico together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well,
but that was a trip.
Dave's a great dude.
Maybe he went to Mexico for the Olympics.
I went to high school with some of the Chiartes.
In 68. I think they drove down there. No. Ask him. He's got some stories about my grandpa in the basement, so I don't move on from that. He sent a link to a story yesterday I didn't get to. Segway boss Jimmy Heseldon dies on Segway.
No! Is that true?
Are Segway safe? Company owner's death coincides with research on injuries from the machines. And this is way back in 2010. Yeah. In a bizarre twist, James Heseldon, owner of the company that makes the two-wheeled Segway personal transporter, died Sunday morning in a Segway-related mishap. Just before the scheduled release of a study suggesting injuries related to the vehicles may be on the rise. Now, his is a little different. He apparently fell off a 30-foot cliff into a river while riding a Segway, so.
I wouldn't be riding him around cliffs.
No, yeah, well. Fortunately, it was fairly flat at the mall, other than that bump I hit.
In fact, I probably wouldn't be riding them at all.
Yeah, I certainly won't be again.
I don't know.
I never really looked at those and said, you know, I should do that because just of my ability to get injured doing many different things.
I say I wouldn't get on one, but that's probably not true.
Well,
I mean, I might not now.
Yeah. I should have more thoughtfully considered how dangerous they might be, but I had come recommended from some friends and they didn't say anything about it being dangerous, and they clearly did it. Everybody else that did the Segway tour my day did it without incident, but not me.
But that's not, one out of how many?
Six.
That's not.
Yeah, that's
like a good percentage.
Right.
That's, like, if I'm going to go do this tour, like, hey, there's six of you. One of you will get hurt, but the other five will be all right.
You'd probably be like,
not interested, buddy.
Yeah, I'll do something else. Right. So, but no surgery. So, I'm on the road to recovery, and I appreciate all that. So,
no, that's a big deal that you don't have to have surgery.
Yeah, that was a relief yesterday when I found that out. So, hey, man. Big series coming up for the Royals this weekend. Big homestand, with Baltimore and Toronto coming to town. It's exciting to have multiple things that matter to us. A lot of teams that are having success. Big game for Sporting Kansas City this weekend against St. Louis. That
rivalry's kind of died down a little bit. There's a lot more talk.
I think it kind of got drowned out by all the noise of the Messi game last week, but I think for the Sporting fans themselves, it's still, I mean, St. Louis is not off to the start they were last year when it was their first year and they went.
And knocking their asses out of the playoffs was real nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Yeah. That was.
I kind of made the whole season.
It did. Yeah. I mean,
with the early struggles and then the just barely making it into the playoffs, that big win against San Jose to get into the playoffs was big, but then actually knocking St. Louis out of the playoffs, being that they were the top seed, was pretty sweet. So,
yeah, I think it's just maybe the noise around it's been quieter because there was just so much. The Messi game was taking all the oxygen out of the room in that world. But I think it's going to be a big game. Should be a great atmosphere. People that go there, there's going to be a big contingency of St. Louis fans that come over here. I think that rivalry's here to stay. It's going to be great. It should be a good game, too. Sporting's got to find a way to play some defense. But
remember what I was so mad about yesterday? When Jesse was in here? Remind me.
I've got
a follow-up in the commercial break.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It gets better.
Oh, great.
I don't believe you.
It does.
I think it sounds like it gets worse.
Yeah, it gets worse, so the story
right,
gets better.
Right.
So remind me, because I'm not, I'll forget. But I do want to mention.
We won't.
Yeah. Well, I know Jesse won't. Jesse may never come in studio again after.
Oh, I think he was.
He thoroughly enjoyed it.
You were on one.
Yeah.
I think it was entertaining.
It's a peek behind the curtain. Is that what we call it?
Yeah.
You think he liked that?
He did.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it. I could tell.
Okay, so today I will be, after the show, you can come and see me from 11 until 1 at The Deck Supply in the Northland. The Boardwalk Shops, you know where that is. There's a Brew Top right over there. There's a Twin Peaks in that same area. So you know where it is if you're in the Northland, not too far off of 29 and Berry Road, kind of across from the Walmart. I'll be there from 11 until 1 to kick off their all decked out sale that's going to be going on at all of their locations in Kansas City. And now through Saturday, April 27th, if you mention 810, you'll receive contractor pricing, which is really, really good. That passes the savings on to you. And also, what's going to be cool about today being out at the Deck Supply in the Northland from 11 until 1, we're going to have food from Schlotsky's. And I know there's not a Schlotsky's in the Northland, so if you're in the Northland and if you've been wanting some Schlotsky's, then stop by and we can get your lunch. And also, we are going to we're going to have 25 four packs to go see the Comets in the playoffs. How about that? So if you show up, the first, you know, if you show up, there's a we'll have some lunch for you from Slotsky's, and there's a good chance you'll get four tickets to go see the Comets in the playoffs. And I think that's pretty good.
That's real good.
Is that right?
Heck yeah.
Lunch and some tickets.
What else? What else would you want? What else you need?
Contractor pricing.
I bet you can get that.
Yeah, sounds like you got that.
This coming Monday's playoff game. Also, you can sign up to win a 2024 autographed team ball signed by Sporting Kansas City, the whole team.
I mean, look at this.
Damn. So come out to the Deck Supply in the Northland, not too far off of 29 and Berry, in those boardwalk shops, right there next to Brew Top, right a couple doors down from Twin Peaks, across the street from Walmart. I can't tell you anymore. I mean, if you can't find it then I don't know what to tell you. But, and for the exact address, you can go to thedecksupply.com, which I would encourage everyone to do. Go to thedecksupply.com, and they've got all the addresses there, you know.
So you can know that you're going to the right address.
8610 North Boardwalk Avenue.
All right.
8610 North Boardwalk Avenue. So stop by and see me at the Deck Supply. Get contractor pricing. If you mention 810, get lunch from Slotsky's. First 25 people in there, we will get you set up with a four-pack of tickets to the Comets playoff game coming up on Monday. And then you can register for an autographed soccer ball signed by the entire Sporting Kansas City squad. So there you go.
I mean, let me take a look at it. You got the Comets in the playoffs. You got the Mavericks in the playoffs. And the Royals are above 500. Sporting Kansas City's above the playoff line. Everybody, KU, K-State, Missouri are all signing
winners.
Big-time transfers.
Winners.
That's what we do around here.
And then after that, I'll head to Excelsior Springs for a track meet. So,
your daughter's winning, you know, trophies at track meets.
She got a medal.
Medals, I mean. You know?
Winning.
So, I mean, what else could...
She was so happy she came home.
That's
and,
awesome.
I was going to ask you.
The next day...
It's like she's got a medal or a ribbon?
They got everyone in front of... they got all the freshmen together. I mean, she's worked so hard, you know, and she's taken her lumps in varsity, right? And she's new to long jumping. And so it took guts to get out there and do an event that she'd never done before. And so then... She finally had a chance to compete in the JV meet, and she finished 7th in the long jump and 6th in the 100. But then Park Hill South had a freshman invitational with mostly all freshmen with a sprinkling of 10th graders. And then she finished 2nd in the long jump out of 20 girls or whatever. And then they got her up. And so we had one medalist for the girls at the Freshman Invitational, and brought her up, and everyone applauded. She was so happy when she came in. She worked so hard. I was so proud of her. So, atta girl, Julia.
You have to get that letter jacket so she can, you know, sew the medals on.
Easy. Easy, buddy. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that in this household.
I never got a letter jacket because I didn't get a varsity letter till spring of my junior year. And so I was like, am I going to wear a letter jacket for like the last?
Yeah, I got it. I didn't wear it very often. It went right to my girlfriend, which was a mistake. You know, I shouldn't have gave her nothing. I mean, I shouldn't have gave her nothing.
I got one for Christmas freshman year.
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot over there.
Richie got one for football. But there was, I don't know. When you got twins, it's very competitive.
Yeah.
You know. And I feel like one of them was the odds-on favorite to let her first, and there was a little bit of an upset.
Track is a different animal, you know. Yeah. If you can get there, you can. And the thing is, like, my buddy Billy Malord, he didn't really play any team sports, but he was really fast.
Yeah.
And he won a lot of track meets, and he sewed every medal from every track meet on his letter. And when that dude walked down the hall, you could hear him coming, you know. Yeah. I respected that.
No, man, it's pretty cool. So
that's awesome.
But back to varsity, so we'll be out at Excelsior Springs. So hopefully the weather will be all right. I'm looking forward to talking to Jeff Penner about that. We'll get the Kansas City weather for the weekend. But Jeff, on the fly, maybe give him a heads up when you call him. You better have an Excelsior Springs forecast for this afternoon, Jeff Penner. All right, so we got all that going for us. Let's break on a high note. Let's give ourselves a little giggles here.
Okay.
Got a lot of draft press conferences going on.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, you will not hear a better soundbite from any draft press conference than this right here. This is Trent Baalke, who's the GM, Jacksonville. You know, they took a step back last year, so this is a very important offseason for them. You got people locked in, ready to hear what Jags GM Trent Baalke has to say. Let's hear him talking yesterday at his draft press conference.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
This guy just ripped a fart right in the middle of his draft.
Sat down and gone through the final board yet.
That's it.
Yeah.
No indication on who Jacksonville might draft. Don't care. Don't care about anything else. I just care that this GM just ripped one out. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I had ribs for lunch. Pardon me.
Taco bar.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens, man.
I like the fact he didn't break stride. Just gave a little excuse.
He's right up to it. Keep going.
Full respect for that.
That's a football guy.
Hey.
You know?
We've all farted.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he said excuse me is impressive.
Courteous.
Yeah. Usually just kind of just
pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, just gloss on by that.
Yeah.
But he's not a rude man.
Maybe he was hoping it was, you know, silent but deadly. He didn't, you know.
He's just trying to pinch it out.
We've all had that happen.
Yeah. Like, no one's going to hear this.
Little louder than he anticipated.
Okay. Excuse me, going through.
The room mic picked it up, maybe. I don't know. Oh, no. Yeah. This guy. Probably talked to the scouts. Oh, yeah, this guy's the draft room all night long.
Hot boxing everybody.
No surprise to us.
Excuse me, going
enjoy that media.
Hey, can we leave the windows open in the war room?
Hope this guy doesn't fart away any more draft picks.
You turn that fan on for us, please.
Well, this draft is really a gas, huh?
See?
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but
you think all the shows are the same. We're the show. You're looking for content and draft breakdowns. We don't have that. But if there's a GM that farts in the middle of his press conference,
talk to Coach yet.
We got all
a couple
over
of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me.
We got wall to wall coverage,
cheek to cheek.
Whatever you. Jake has banned me from playing any of the Ryan Garcia press conference yesterday.
I don't know if I have. I haven't banned you. I just need to edit it out a little bit.
Well, then there'd be nothing left to play.
It's a lot of beeps.
They're clippy,
one of the most bizarre. Every time this guy gets in front of a microphone, that's one of the most bizarre press conferences I've seen.
Be wild.
Let me tell you something.
It's gonna be
if
wild.
They're trying to sell pay-per-views, done. Oh, I can't wait. I also couldn't wait to bet against him, which hopefully that's not going to blow over my face. I told you, the odds aren't great because Vegas is aware of what's going on here. But you do, if you want a little tip here, here's some. It was worthwhile to go with Devin Haney by stoppage because Devin Haney is not known as a power puncher. Devin Haney is an excellent boxer, but doesn't always finish. Devin Haney will outpoint you and then play it safe and get out of there with a win. But Ryan Garcia has been known to get hit by a nice body shot, take a knee, and never get back up again. Mm-hmm. And he has been, I don't even know how to describe the way he's been during this lead up to this fight. And so they're
unpredictable.
Right. And I'm not telling you that, you know what, Devin Haney might go in there and stop him. Right. But also, this feels like they stop it in the corner or Ryan Garcia is getting pummeled and bizarrely just turns his back or walks away. Something like that. And so it's, where did I get it at? And it's KO, TKO, or DQ.
Yeah.
You know, because you had a DQ is on the table, I would say, for this fight.
He could do something weird to get himself.
Probably more on the table than any other fight I've ever seen.
And I tried to do a parlay with Canelo winning in a couple of weeks and just...
Wouldn't let you?
Well, no, it did. It helped me a little bit, you know. But it's just like you have to... Canelo is such a heavy favorite. They have... Devin Haney's a bigger favorite than Canelo in this deal. I'll tell you what I got it at right now. If you're interested... Yeah, plus 180. Devin Haney by KO, TKO, or DQ. That's worthwhile.
Some value.
Right? Because I think the odds of that, what is he now? Have you seen? It's just not... Because when you looked at this fight maybe like a year ago on paper, I still would have made Devin Haney the favorite, but maybe like... Minus 250, something like that, is what I think it would have been.
He's minus 800.
Yeah,
right,
see, that's ridiculous. I'm not, there's no, you know what I mean?
You know what? I might just, you know.
Yeah, right?
Ryan Garcia, I might just throw 10 bucks on Ryan Garcia. Hey.
But I'm telling you, like, is it still?
Plus 550, he is.
But, I mean, the Haney by stoppage. The
stoppage is.
What's that? Is that moved?
Plus 160.
So I got it at plus 180. I think that's worthwhile. And then you can sit there the whole time, just come on, Haney. Come on, Haney. Come on, Haney. Hit him with everything. Let's go. Let's go. I think it would be an exhilarating experience to wager and have Ryan Garcia in this fight.
Yeah, I might put like 10 bucks on it.
That would be.
So. I mean, I
watched that Garcia fight where he got the body shot and didn't get up. Yeah.
That was, yeah. Javante Davis.
Yeah.
And that's. The biggest win I've had on DraftKings Sports, because I told you, mm-hmm. I said the only way this fight ends is by stoppage and Tank wins. It's just that's mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
because remember he got knocked down earlier in the fight too. And so I'm 99% sure that Haney's going to win this, but I can't tell you for sure that he'll stop him because that's Haney's not that type of fighter normally. But man. I think it's plus worth a dance with plus 160, Jake. So, you know, see what you got.
Yeah, I mean, I might throw $10 on the 550 and $10 on the plus 160,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, just and have fun either way.
Yeah, right.
And just enjoy the night.
You might win 10 bucks.
We will take a break back after this on WHB. Jake, if you do Moneyline, Devin Haney and Canelo, you get it down to minus 323. So it's like, I mean, it's not the worst thing. Yeah, right. I mean, you know. So, we're trying to find a way to work the system. Just call us Jonte Porter. That's not funny. It kind of is.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
Stan Weber joins us. Stan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Did you guys ever watch that show, This Is Your Life?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not sure that's the title, but if I did say the title correctly, there was a show where they would have you sit there, and then they would start and bring up events that happened in your life by maybe having a guest walk in.
Was that like Groucho Marx? Was he? I remember the
more
old,
like
old
a sports one.
One.
I'm more of a sports
okay.
one. Okay. But like you would sit there, and you're going to be on a show for a half hour, and all of a sudden they'd say, "Look, we got a guest," and the guest walks in, and they would be an old friend of yours. You know, that might be your best friend in high school. That's now living in Europe or something, and you just kind of you didn't have to be fully encompassing. It just had you had enough people where every time when someone walked out, your smile, the person who's there, this is your life, would just have the biggest smile, like, oh my gosh, this is awesome that you're bringing this person on. And then they talk about whatever they want to talk about. The reason why I bring that up and why it's relevant today is because I sit here today feeling like I'm in that show, This Is Your Life. Because today, I'm on here, and then who comes up next on the show?
Dr. Vincent Key.
Dr. Vincent
Key. He's going to examine Nate live on the air.
He's going to do surgery when he doesn't need surgery, just to show that he could do surgery for Nate?
Yeah.
That's right.
No, Dr. Vincent Key is such a good buddy of mine. So, again, this is going to be the reference I'm going to make right here about this. Our kids went to high school together. Our kids went to college together and were friends. He went to K-State, was a track star at K-State. We met each other when we started doing arena football, when the Arena Football League came to Kansas City. There are two different stretches, a two- and three-year stretch, three and then two, I believe.
You were the color commentator, and I was the PA announcer.
Exactly. And we did it both at Kemper, and we also did it at brand new as Sprint Center.
Yes.
The old, now T-Mobile. So Dr. Vincent Key was a doctor there, and that's when we really met each other. And he had younger grade school kids at that time. And he and I just hit it off because of the ties we had with K-State and how much we like sports. And it was just, and we just enjoyed being around each other. And suddenly he's talking about high school. And that's when I told him about, well, my wife teaches at Bishop Miege. And we've decided to send our kids. And we're just starting to send our kids there. But it seems like a good place. And suddenly his kids went to Bishop Miege. So it'll be so great to hear Dr. Vincent Key, such a good friend, be on the radio with you two guys, and maybe Jake as well, right? And then who's the next guest?
After that, we're going to have Mike McFarland.
Oh, Mike McFarland! Lived real close to me. Our kids went to school together, grade school, church together, and we each coached each other's kids.
Oh,
throughout.
Wow.
Yeah. I coached his son in football, and he coached my son Landry in Little League Baseball. And so,
well, those kids were pretty lucky with the coaches they got, man.
And then Tim Grenhardt.
Oh, and then Tim Grenhardt.
Yeah,
you know, the famous Hall of Fame Kansas City Chief center that I watched and you know, evaluated when I talked about the Chiefs. And then later, oh, guess what? He was a high school coach for my son Stanton, my oldest son, playing football at Bishop Miege. And then our kids played together, our youngest boys, and our kids are good friends. My daughter, Mackenzie. Say, hey, where are you at tonight? Oh, I'm over here at the Grenhardts. So all of his four kids, all of my four kids, they're mixed in. So it's so interesting for me to see the Friday schedule. I don't know who else is on the schedule, but I'm just wondering. It's probably someone else.
Jeff Penner?
Jeff Penner.
I feel like I know him because you always feel like you know your weatherman on TV, right?
That's right.
So anyway, sorry to bore you with that.
No,
but when
it's
you brought
good.
In Dr. Vincent Key.
That's why we did it.
Because if you start saying Dr. Key, I'm like, right. I can fill in the Vincent part for you, too, because he's a friend of mine. What a great guy.
Yeah, he's great. Hey, he did the
surgery. Guy that's on the commercial. Do you see the commercial with the Royals where
he's
in
the man.
Left field? And to have him ask him about that commercial, because we always kid him about being on the commercial, and he was saying, hate to take away the story, but the way I understood it was he's sitting out there with the camera crew trying to cut a commercial, and someone in the Royals organization, I don't know if it's a player or coach or whatever, want to get out in the field and do a little bit, and they're like, come on, get done out there, and try to hassle him and make him not do the commercial correctly.
Yeah, let me
because
you.
The background, if you look at the background on that commercial, still on, been running for years, right? Nobody's in there. There's no one on the field. There's no one in the dugout. There's no one in the stands. It's just Dr. Vincent Key right there, KU Med.
He's a miracle worker because, like, my wife dealt with so much pain from her carpal tunnel and finally, you know, needed to have surgery, and he did the surgery. And there's no, I kept telling him, there's nobody better. You're with the best. And now she's pretty much pain-free, and she throws a hell of a curveball now, which is amazing. She never really pitched before then. She's hitting 85 on the gun.
Your daughter's into track, and Dr. Vincent Key's kids.
Oh, he's the. Oh, no, we have those conversations.
Oh, boy, he has some track blood running through them. And then he also has big time football players as well.
Yeah. So we're going to have a good conversation with him about all these damn arm injuries in Major League Baseball, because you know what? Instead of debating all this, why not just talk to the guy? Like the day that I talked about coming on the show, I did three Tommy John surgeries today. I said, well, I just scratched my ass about 15 minutes ago. And
I'm still thinking about food throwing that 85-mile
Well, you know, it's incredible. You know, with movement. So it's really excited. We didn't know that was going to happen.
Spin rate.
So on a serious note, and so this is so odd, you're talking about people that you know. We didn't really talk about this earlier because I wanted to wait until you were on the show. Man, really sad news to hear about Greg Sharp, who had a press conference this week on Monday, just to announce that he's battling cancer, and he's going to. And so he said, you know, there's going to be some times when he's stepping away from his job, as calling the baseball games and his weekly show, and he didn't want people to have to answer a bunch of questions. Hey, where's Greg at? Where's Greg at? And so he said he didn't want to get too much into it, but he said it involved the pancreatic region of the body, but he wanted people to know that's, you know, that's what's going on, so people weren't asking other people so many questions. And he said, I want to get this thing, whoop its butt, and get myself ready for football, because I think we're going to have a fabulous, fabulous football season around here in the fall. And then obviously after that, all of the Nebraska people, Husker Nation and everyone else, got behind him and supported him. And so your former broadcast partner, and so a lot. And anytime I ever met Greg or had him on the show, what a classy individual. And so I know that give you a chance to maybe say something about that.
I could go on for hours, or I may only be able to go on for 10 seconds before I'm overcome with emotion. It was unbelievable when I saw him send out that message. A couple people sent it to me immediately. I texted him immediately late, whatever night that was. Was that a Tuesday night?
Monday
night, maybe?
Yeah.
And no, he's such a great friend of mine. You know, I grew up with him in a lot of ways. Again, this is your life, if that's my theme for today. I played football at K-State, and somehow they gave me a call and said, hey, would you like to broadcast K-State football games? And I said, I had no experience. You sure you want me to come in? I'm not scared of being interviewed, because I was a quarterback and I was around the media all the time.
When was that? What year was that?
1987.
Wow.
So I was barely out of college. And they gave me a call and said, would you like to do it? And I said, well, no one loves sports more than me that I've ever met. And I really am into football, so I know that kind of the background type of stuff, but I don't know how to broadcast at all. So you sure you want to give me a chance? And they said, yeah, we want someone who knows football, and we think we've been around you. You know, you're just the quarterback here a couple years ago. We want to give it a shot. And we like your maturity, because I was, 25 years old, 24 or 25. And here we go. Well, my partner that had to put up with this totally inexperienced little baby with a squeaky voice was Mitch Holthus. So Mitch Holthus had to carry me and teach me. Ed O'Donnell was an executive producer. He's involved heavily with the Royals Network. When you think about Danny Matthews and Fred White and all those guys, that Royals radio was run out of Topeka, out of WIBW, not out of Kansas City, historically. Okay, so I worked with Ed O'Donnell as our producer and Mitch Holthus. So Mitch Holthus and I worked together for 9 straight years before, and 2 of those he did Chiefs and K-State together. And then he got it. Then he said he's going to give up K-State and go Chiefs only. So Mitch taught me. While Mitch was teaching me, there was this young guy who's barely younger than me, K-State grad, Blue Valley High, right here. Probably lived really close to where we're working from right now at the studio here at Union Broadcasting, Greg Sharp. So Greg Sharp, what a great person. I mean, just unbelievable person, unbelievable talent. Enthusiasm high, and he was just getting started in the business himself. He was a pro and knew how to do broadcasting better than me, but he was our sideline guy for part of the time that Mitch and I did 9 years together. So those are the two guys that I hung out with all the time on the road for 36 straight hours, just chatting it up about anything and everything, and loving K-State. He's a K-State grad. So Greg Sharp was there for me in so many ways, because Mitch was the expert, the veteran, the great voice of K-State after a K-State football win. It's a big, 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 big K-State victory. He'd do things like that and have the number of bigs appropriate to the setting, and people would all listen at the end of the ball game, like, how many is it? Is it a five, or is it a new record 10? And those kind of things. But Greg Sharp was really there with me as a friend, kind of patting me the whole time, like, man, you're doing great, you're doing great, you're doing fine. Because I'm sure Mitch would be my coach, but sometimes your coach doesn't, you know, tell you, like, you got a lot to work on, you stink, or whatever he might say. So Greg and I were just like brothers, you know, just in every way possible. We liked the same things. It was so awesome. Well, then Greg Sharp becomes the voice of K-State. When Mitch goes to Chiefs full-time, Greg Sharp becomes my partner for 6 years. So we'd worked together a lot longer than that. But he worked at WIBW doing television, the 10 o'clock news and those kind of things. And then he would do K-State games. And he was the voice of the Cats for 6 years with me from 1996 to 2001. So now we're really working close together. And then I could see his amazing talents because now he was in charge, right? The play-by-play guy on radio is in charge. But we were just so excited to be around each other. Then he met and married his wife, Amy, who was a superstar. She was an anchor on the 10 o'clock news on NBC in Topeka. Big time. Elite, you know. And so those two were married, and my wife, Nancy, and Greg and Amy, when we'd go to bowl trips, and K-State was so much fun. Like, we're going to bowl trips big time. You think about when Greg was there, the winning that was going on at K-State.
Right.
96. Oh, Cotton Bowl, start out with that. 97, go win a Fiesta Bowl over Syracuse. 98, best team in the country for much of the year. Probably the greatest K-State team ever. 99, another 11-win season. 2000, another 11-win season. I mean, we are rolling and going to bowl games. And how much fun was it for us to be young couples on bowl trips? You know how much, you guys know, when you do your business, the business we're in, if we get to go to a Super Bowl or a bowl game or NCAA tournament, it's a lot of fun for us. We're into it, right? But there's a lot of time we got to go do work or go listen to a press conference. You know, there's a lot of time where the other person with you is like, hey, I'm just hanging out at the hotel room, or what am I going to do for the next 3 hours? Well, guess what? How much fun is it when Amy and Nancy both are like, we got this. We'll see you guys. When are you going to be back? And sometimes we'd be going out to dinner as a couple. Sometimes we'd be walking around doing things. Other times we'd be completely split. It was so much fun. K-State winning 11 games every year, rocking it, and our wives having so much fun. So I know them as a couple so well. So every word that he said in this message, and if you haven't seen it yet, you ought to go out, because he's now the voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers and has been for a long time. When I hear his voice and hear his words, when he says the support system is family and what Amy meant, I'm like, oh, wow. I can just feel like that's real life to me. So I want to mention my other partner, because there's a positive side of the third. I've only had three partners, and Wyatt Thompson now for 22 years has been my partner at K-State.
Wow.
So we are together all the time. People don't believe this, because if I go in my regular business on a trip, if the three of us went on the road on a trip, we'd have three different rooms, no doubt about it. Basic. You go on a football or basketball trip with K-State, they treat you like you're a bunch of players. White and I are in the same room. No one can believe that. We're together all the time, man. Our sleeping patterns, who showers when, what we put on TV, all those issues for these old guys, no problem. Well, Wyatt Thompson got one of the all-time breaks because he loves baseball so much, and he got to go to the show. He got to do three games when the Royals were on the road at New York at the Mets. He was on the broadcast crew doing play-by-play for, what, the third, fourth, sixth, and seventh inning for the Royals. What a dream come true. So that's a real positive side. Mitch winning the Super Bowl and all the things he does so great, and the pains and love and fight that Greg Sharp's going through. What an emotional week for me on every spectrum. But, man, how about those three guys?
Right.
I'm so lucky to have them. I've done 37 years of K-State broadcasting, and those are my only three partners and friends. And our families are tight. And when it works, it's magic. You guys know that.
Right.
I could work with person, and I don't have to have our wives be friends or get along with their families. It doesn't matter. And we don't have to have same interests away from the game, because we can go do our work perfectly. But, man, have I been blessed where when we turn off the mic, we are buddies for the whole trip all the time. So Wyatt, for 22 years, has been awesome. Mitch taught me. What an incredible guy. But in the middle, and even before the middle, Greg Sharp, right here from Blue Valley High School, on to K-State. I wrote him immediately, and he wrote me back. Because I don't want to bother him much, but I immediately wrote him. And I said, you know how to be Snyder tough. Go beat this thing.
That's right.
Bill Snyder. We were hitting it with, you know, learning from Bill Snyder as he was turning it on. Greg was right in a part of that. So he knew what I meant when I say, you know how to be Snyder tough. Go beat this.
And we'll send all the love and support to Greg Sharp and his family and his battle against cancer. And we appreciate you opening it up and talking about your relationship with him. One of the best in the business. Absolutely, Greg Sharp. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB.